The Chamber by John Grisham.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Acknowledgements. I was a lawyer once and represented people charged with all sorts of crimes. Fortunately, I never had a client convicted of capital murder and sentenced to death. I never had to go to death row, never had to do the things lawyers do in this story. Since I despise research, I did what I normally do when writing a novel. I found lawyers with expertise, and I befriended them. I called them at all hours and picked their brains, and it is here that I thank them. Leonard Vincent has been the attorney for the Mississippi Department of Corrections for many years, and he opened his office to me. He helped me with the law, showed me his files, took me to death row, and toured me around the vast state penitentiary known simply as Parchman. He told me many stories that somehow find their way into this one. Leonard and I are still struggling with the moral perplexities of the death penalty, and I suspect we always will. Thanks also to his staff and to the guards and personnel of Parchman. Jim Craig is a man of great compassion and a fine lawyer. As the executive director of the Mississippi Capital Defense Resource Center, he's the official attorney for most of the inmates on death row. He deftly steered me through the impenetrable maze of post-conviction appeals and habeas corpus warfare. The inevitable mistakes are mine, not his. I went to law school with Tom Freeland and Guy Gillespie, and I thank them for their ready assistance. Mark Smirnoff.